I have a few questions. Does God only talk to Christians? That's a great question. And, you know, when I say talk to, you know, there's talking and there's communicating. I've never had God audibly that could be picked up on a microphone, you know, if somebody were taping, where God has spoken. I may be wrong. I know God can do that. I don't think there's any evidence of that that is going on right now among anybody that I've ever met as a Christian. God does say that he hears the prayer of his people in this sense, that David actually said that in the Psalms, that he hears the prayers of his own, meaning that, well, he's the father. He listens to the child. But I'll say this, as someone is awakening into childhood and they do talk to God, that's where I say God hears them. How does he speak? That's the better issue here. How does he speak? If he doesn't speak audibly, how does he speak? And does he speak infallibly? Well, I'll say this. God may speak infallibly. Anything he says is going to be infallible if he's God. But our receptors are broken. Nobody will hear it correctly. It's like I've had people, oh gosh, a number of people come to me and say, oh man, Randy, tell me this. God told me such and such and so and so. He told me that really clearly. What do you think? I said, well, I'd listen to God. Why are you asking me? If he told you, why don't you just listen to him? You're telling me you know that you don't know for sure whether it's real. I've had people tell me, God told me to marry this girl. I said, did God tell her? No, she has no idea. Does she like you? Not yet, but I know God told me. Now, you know what I find so incredibly interesting about that? If I've had that happen 30 times over my years, 30 times where men have told me that, on every occasion, all 30 of the girls have been beauties. I say, isn't it interesting that God just speaks to you about very attractive, personal, or physical people? I never heard somebody say, you know, there's this girl, and oh, gosh, she's a turnoff to me. Oh, but God told me I needed to marry her. I never hear that. So I discount that so greatly. I just simply say, no, you know what? God speaks through the conscience. That's the way we know he speaks. And I had an experience where I was fasting over a long period of time, and I was walking in my neighborhood late at night, and I heard words that were specific. I never had that happen before in the same way. It was so strong. I spoke back to God out loud. I will tell you, were there a recording that was available at that very moment that was running? No one would have heard a word. I know it was not an audible sound, but I heard it, and there were words, you know. And if I told you what happened as a result, you'd go, whoa, wow. It was amazing what happened in light of what I heard. Do I think he spoke? I do. Can I be sure? No. I don't know. I mean, nothing's infallible about that. And I do think that, you know, there are ways that you can, but God speaks to his own or those he's drawing to himself. I think that's the better way. He hears the prayer of a penitent sinner who says, I want you, God. Lord, help me know you. Yes. But, you know, well, the Lord's hearing my prayers. I'm not a Christian, but I keep praying. He answers them in that sense. I go, I wouldn't be too confident on that, maybe. If so, it's a process of drawing you to him. The kindness of God leads us to repentance. We read in the book of Romans. Maybe that's one of the ways he does it. So that's a great question. And the second part of that question was, I've asked Christians if God talks to them, and the answer is yes. But when I ask how, the response seems vague. Well, it is vague. The way God speaks to me is through his word. That's where I go to find God speaking. That's not vague at all. It's sometimes confusing, but it's not vague, because I read something and go, I don't quite understand that. What was he saying there? Yeah, I got that, but it's not like, what did he say? No, that's what he said. Now, how can I understand it? So in that regard, I think he does answer prayer. The long question here, how do you know if God is speaking to you? And I think when you hear the conscience, I've had times where I just were so convinced to do something and my conscience told me not to. I tell the story in this church of, you know, Carol and I moved here with a 2-month-old, and if any of you got little children and you don't, we only had $10 when we moved here. I mean, we didn't have anything. And we found out we weren't going to get paid till our first month, till we ended the month. We moved here in the middle of the month. It was in June. It was burning hot. I mean, it was just, and we have a 2-month-old, and when we moved here, we only had $10, and we had to make it for 2 weeks on $10, and found out that that was a Thursday, and on Friday that we had to pay our first month's rent, which was a few hundred dollars, and we figured out we had to have $600 to make us through the year. I thought, how are we going to make it? I got a 2-month-old, I got to feed. I mean, what are we going to do? And then we had no clue. And so I go to the apartment manager on Friday. I said, well, I guess you need our money now, huh? And the manager says, oh, I am so sorry. I forgot all about your payment. I've gone and taken the money to the bank. I can't leave money over in the office over the weekend. And could you do me a favor? I said, well, what? Yeah, what? He said, could you come back Monday morning? I go, ah, if that helps you, that'd be great. You know, I may need help from you sometime, so yeah, I'd be happy to do that for you. And I go home, I say, Carol, you know, God always waits the last minute. He loves to stretch your faith, doesn't he? I said, it's not the last minute. And I knew how God was going to provide it, and he didn't. I thought it might come through the mail. We didn't know anybody in Atlanta, a soul. And Sunday morning, we go to church, and man, I woke up that morning in the middle of the night. And then, keep in mind, we didn't have electricity. Middle of June, hot. I mean, we didn't have lights. We didn't have air conditioning. We had nothing. And just saying, God, you got to provide for us. You got to. We need $600. Oh, God, please, please, please. And we go to church on Sunday morning. And we go down to the largest church in Atlanta at that time. It was First Baptist Church. We go down to Atlanta, First Baptist. And I'm walking in. We're not from here to, you know, back row a couple times. And I see an old buddy of mine from college that by God's grace, God had used me in his life in a big way in college. He'd always felt indebted to me. And twice while I'd been in graduate school, he'd sent me money in the mail and said, just want to give you a gift. And I'd send it back each time because I thought, I think he's feeling like he's got to pay me back or something. I didn't feel comfortable. And I'd send it back. Thank you, got enough. And why don't you send it to somebody that needs it more than me or whatever, but thank you. And all of a sudden, I see this guy, and my first thought is, oh, he'll give me money. He'd love to give me. And it was my money I'd sent back to him, if you remember. So I thought, okay. So he comes walking up to me, and he said, what in the world are you doing here? And I'm saying, I'm here. Yeah, I'm thinking to get your money, but, you know, I'm here to start a church and just visiting here this Sunday. And literally, he says, well, I'll go to the next service with you. Instead of going home, I want to sit back with you. And literally, I tell this story at Taste of Primer if you ever want to come hear the bigger story. But we're walking in, and I'm so delighted. God, thank you. You've shown me the man that I know can give me $600. We got to have it. And God spoke to my heart in a conscience. I knew it. And God said to me, just by my conscience, no words, don't ask for anything. Don't mention need. I was so upset with God. I was, God, please, my chance here. I got to have money. I got a baby. And I said, okay, I'd learned. It never pays to go against your conscience. It's going against the Lord's word. So I didn't say a word, never mentioned a word. And during the sermon, when it ended and they did the offering, he writes a check. I don't think a thing. It's folded. It looks like he's waiting for the offering basket to come by. And all of a sudden, he sticks it in my pocket. And he says, I hope you'll accept this. Of course, I said, I will. And when I pulled it out, it was $600, just what we needed. I mean, just that very day, before we had to pay the next morning. Well, I can tell you a lot of stories like that. Well, that to me is an answer to prayer, my opinion. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was coincidental. But God spoke to me not to say anything, and then God answered a prayer. And I think it's an answer to prayer because I didn't say anything. It makes me think God had to have done that without, you know, because I never said anything to him. So it's just... And then the last part of this, number four, I'm not sure I've ever heard God. Should I carry on in hopes that I will hear him one day? And I'd say, yeah, if you're a follower of Christ, you're hearing from him, his word, and your conscience. So.